about in Berech. Amma Bereid Rav Yosef Mishmei Derove. Amma Ashkanta Ba'asche de Misalki. Ochal Shir Zuzi Misalkine Lei. Ochal Tvei Loi Mavkine Minei. Le Machashvinen Mishtore Le Shtore. Zogt Rashi. Ba'asche de Misalki Bemokim Shenogu Lahal Veistam. They lend money. Umalva oichel peiris. So it means there's no ktsitze. The malva eats the peiris. Viloi posak imoi benach yosa kidelakamon. There was no opmach that we're going to deduct from these peiris a chelik of the chayv. So, lemaise, there was a halva. The malva is eating peiris. Spasra de Misalki, that means that whenever the labor wants, he can pay up. There's no mecha. There's a halvo. And the malva is a mashkin. There was no ktsitze. And the malva is eating peiris. Le posakim ibn achyosa kidalakamon. If there was posakim ibn achyosa, so we'll see then there's a svara that that's mutter. But this is also, this is avak ribis. V'nogu l'salik es ha-malve mimene b'chol eis she'tasig yad ha-loi v'lamois. And that's ba'ascha de misalki, means that whenever the loiver has money, he'll pay up the malve. The malve is the bow sitting on his mashkin and eating the peiris, which is over kribis. Ochal kishir zuzi. Now let's say the chayv was $100, and he's eating peiris, and he ate $100 worth of peiris. Kefima shenim korim haperis bishuk. He ate $100 worth of peiris. Ubo haloiv lefoneinu. Now the loiver comes to Bezen. V'tova v'omar, eini roitze sheyoichel peirosai beribis. I don't want him to eat more peiris beribis. Yeshumu peiris she'ochal, the peiris that he had eaten till now, let's evaluate how much they're worth. V'yitleim b'chayvei, and let him take these peiris, this should be, it's ba'asra de misalki, that means if I'd have him $100, I'd give him $100 and finished. He leaves, I misalik him from Damascus. I don't have $100, but he ate peiris $100. So he ate the $100 worth of peiris should be a payment for the chayv. I don't want him to continue eating. Ilo havali zuzi, I would have had money. Lay misalkin lay. I give him the $100 and he leaves. Ashtenami peiri dochal zuzi didini. No, this is my money. It's my peiris, so he ate $100 worth of my peiris, so finished. The chayv is paid up. Now he should leave. He comes to tell this to Bezen. Misalkinale. V'af al gav de ova kribis hu ve'ena yoytze bedayonim. I mean, Anshodik, he ate it already. And he ate ribis. By ova kribis ena yoytze bedayonim. Hani mili leboso de shokle. That's ovak ribis after he took it. That means he wants to continue eating. He wants to continue eating the peiris. That means let's be megashim. The loiver comes to the malve and shuldik, I would like you to leave. He says you have $100. No, don't have $100. So he comes to Bezen, he says the peiris that he ate should be the $100 and he should leave now. And he wants to eat more peiris. So Rashi says, even though the more peiris that he will eat would be avok ribis, and avok ribis le mafkina mine, that is dafke, if he ate it already. Hanamili lebosa de shokli, if he ate it, so memeida, you don't take it away from him. Avol ze zorisu, he's a zoris, he came as soon as he finished eating $100 worth of peiris. ואין מניחה לאכול אלא כדי הקרן. And he's only permitting him to eat the keren. Now he wants him to leave the mashke. So this does not go into the together of a kribis le mafkinimine. Here pshat is, I don't want him to continue eating. So I can tell this to Bezdin, and we are mesalik the malve from the mashke. Ochal tvei. What if he ate more? That means he's eating already $125 worth of peiros, and now the leiva wakes up. Lo mafkina minei, you cannot take it away from the malve. That means the extra $25 he had eaten is of a kribis veina yoitza b'dayon. So if he ate it already, it's fafala. The leiva can only make sure that he should not continue eating it. But whatever he ate is leiva mafkina minei. The leiva mechashvinan mishtore leshtore. So Rashi says, im chayiv leimois, let's say he ate $200 worth of peiros. So the leiva comes, listen, I owed you $100, so you ate the $100 worth of peiros, that's for the piroin achayv. The second $100, I once borrowed from you another $100, so that should be for the second chayv. Now, we're finished, you ate up for both chayvis, and now give me back the karka. So, v'loi machshavinim mishtor l'shtori. Im chayiv loi mois b'shtar acher, if his chayiv to the malve mois from another shtar, eino eide v'ze sh'ochal piroin l'choy v'shtar acher. This is not a piroin for the second choyv. The hayav kinu minehu ma sh'ochal kvar. If you want to make it a piroin, means you're taking away the ribbis he had eaten, the vak ribbis he had eaten, and you're saying this should be for piroin for the second choyv. We have a klal of a kribbis loimav kinu minehu. We'll explain this soon, but let us just finish the sugya. Ubediyasmi, that is, you have a poshet aloiva. Ubediyasmi, but what if the bailam on this mashkanta are yisaimim? Then we have different guidelines. Ochal shir zuzi, misalkinale, this is the same like poshet aloiva, that if he ate a shir zuzi, misalkinale, we tell him to leave. Ochal tvei. What if he ate more? Mafkina minei. We'll take away whatever he did. It means if he ate $125 worth of peiros, we tell him the $100 is for the chayv, $25 you pay the yisaimim, and nagutin tod. Machashvinim mishtor l'shtor, and if he ate $200, we say the second $100 was for the previous chayv, and now nagutin tod. What does Rashi say? Ubi yisaimim, im soda zu she yisaimimi, ochal tvei mafkinimimi, shebezn shebeir avin she yisaimim. Bezn is the avin she yisaimim, reim shalitim lasais mishpote, the balabatim to do mishpot, reim loim mochlu al ha'idev she ochal. They weren't moichel al ha'idev sh'ochel, vavalei keman de salkua mishate da ochel shir zuzi. So it's equivalent, even though they didn't come behead you to tell him a guten tog after he ate a shir zuzi, it's keman de salkua mishate da ochel shir zuzi. Now, just one nekuda we'll mention now, then we'll go a little further and we'll elaborate a little more. The halacha that avak ribis leim ein mafkinin minei, that is dafke if the loive gave to the malve midate avak ribis. So just like all ribis, a loive gives to the malve. So ribis ketutzes beitzin mimenu avak ribis, he gave it to him, he keeps it. What if the loiva said, What if the loiver said, I don't want to give you the other kribbis. I don't want to give you. Finish. We made up. I don't want to give you. The malva says, you don't give me, you made up. You're going to give me other kribbis. He grabs it from him. So there you might see in me malva, the loiver. That means the holding of other kribbis, loimav kinimine, means if it was given from the loiver, the isa, other kribbis is also midrabon, was given from the loiver to the malva. Now the malva has it, you gave it to him, you don't take it away from him. Kribbis tzutz, you take away from him. But if the loiver doesn't want him to have this other kribbis, and he'll take it or grab it away from him, then it's gezel already. That is not, you had no right to take it, and then that's a isa gezel. So memele, so that we'll understand now two things. If the loiver comes after he ate a shir zuzi, and he's there, and he wants to eat some more. He wants to eat some more. So the lady says, no, I don't want you to eat some more. So the eating some more, he's not allowed to eat it anymore. It's gezel already. That's if he came. If he didn't come, so he didn't say this. I mean, there was a mashkin and yorat stam, and I'm allowed to eat it, unless you pop up and say that you don't want me to eat it. So if the loiver came before he ate the extra $25 of Avak Kribis, he says, I don't want you to eat it. And the Kribis paid up. It's Gevaldik. If the loiver didn't come, so he ate it according to the Upmach. I mean, you lent me money and he didn't pay me, so I can eat the Kribis. So then he can keep it. By Yisaimim, even though no one came, but peasants are Vian Shol Yisaimim, they're the Balabatim, so they don't have to come bad yet. It means that's what they want. They want you shouldn't eat the ribbis, the vak ribbis of the Yisaimim. So it's like they were Moiche, that we don't want you to eat it. They're Vim Shal Yisaimim. They're the Shalitim Lasais Mishpot. They didn't tell you, they didn't inform you that's what they want. You should not eat this, or you have no right to eat it. Then it's Mafkina Minei. And machshavine mishtore l'shtore. Again, because they said you had no right to eat the second, the avak ribis, so that would you wait. You owe it back to the Yisaimim, and we'll deduct the second star from this. But we'll elaborate a little soon. Omar Ravashi. So now this was Ma Bereid Rav Yosef, Mishmei Darove, Rav Bereid Rav Yosef. Omar Ravashi, Hashta da Omat, Ochel Tvei Loi Mavkini Minei. Just if he ate an extra 25 zuz, is Loi Mavkini Minei, you don't take it away from him because it's over kribis. Ochel Shir Zuzi Nami Loi Mesalkini Lei, Beloi Zizi. So if the 100 that he ate, it's also you can't be Mesalikim without paying him $100. My time is Shaluki Balaizuzi Afuki Minehu Avi Ovakribis and Yaitzibidayonim. So now the Ritva explains as follows. The Shaila is when the Malva ate the first $100, why did he eat it? What was his cheshbon? Why was he eating it? Mar Bereid Rav Yosef held the first $100 he's eating to pay up the chayv. He's eating it to pay up the chayv. He owes him $100. He's eating it to pay up the chayv. So mele, he didn't take it l'shem avak ribis. He took it to pay up the chayv. After he eats the $100, he's still there. Again, they didn't kick him out, so now he's eating the ribis. So mele, if he come before, you can tell him, I don't want you to eat the ribis. You come later, he ate it, but he had good time. But the first, the keneged the choyv, he ate it l'shem piroim choyv. Ravashi says, anechta ketog, it's not true. It's not true at all. He didn't eat it l'shem piroim choyv. He came to this mashkin and he's going to eat ribis, avak ribis. You know when he's going to leave? when you give him $100, then he'll leave. It's Ascha the Mesalki. You give him $100, then he'll leave. Whatever he's eating, he has no intent. He has no intent to be Mesalik to Chaybut to Sachila. He's eating L'Shem Avak Ribbis. He's eating L'Shem Avak Ribbis. So Memele, so Ochel Shir Zuzi, Lei Mesalki Nilei. He ate $100. Yeah. Ate $100 worth of Avak Ribbis. And then I ate it already. You get the Avak Ribbis that was taken, L'Shem Avak Ribbis is mine. You can't take it away from me. I didn't eat it L'Shem Piroin Choyf. I ate it L'Shem Ribbis. So Memeila Ocha Shir Zuzi Nami Lei Mesalki Nilei. B'loi Zuzi. My time is Saluki B'loi Zuzi Afuki Minehave. If he ate it l'shem ribbis, you can't tell him there should be a piroi nachoiv. It became his old ribbis. So you can make it a piroi nachoiv. Ovad Ravashi uvde b'yisoimim k'tanim k'gdoilim. So Ravashi made a uvde b'yisoimim k'tanim k'gdoilim. That means he holds, if he's eating l'shem ribbis, so memela, so whatever he eats is bezin also, what's a bezin? That means, if the minute I say he's eating l'shem ribbis and bezin didn't do anything, they weren't moiche, so the din is he's eating it l'shem ribbis, and whatever he ate is ribbis. So also Yisemim Ktanim Kingdalim. So if he ate $125 worth of Paris, he ate $125 worth of Paris. You want to be Misalikim? So give him $100, be Misalikim. Everything was eaten L'Shem Avakribis. And if it was eaten L'Shem Avakribis, so Memele is a klal that Lei Mafkina Mine. That is the Machlokes, Ma'a Barei de Rav Yosef, Mishmei de Rove, and Ravashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Loi misalkin alei beloi zuzi, achi yitin lei kol shir mois al vosoi. The payers are meeting l'shem ribbis. It's ascha the misalki, that means you pay me up the choyv, I leave the mashkin. Kozman, you don't pay me up, it's your atstam l'shem avak ribbis. Vekivin dechiachlinu lahach lav betoires peroyin achlinu. See, Rashi seems to be, to clarify, he's not eating it l'shem peroyin. Avleyav akribis mishas achile. So he ate it, what did he eat it for? He ate it l'shem ribis. Vene yoitze bedayonim. Vechi salku misoda zuba lo izuzi. You want to take him out of this field without paying the money? Afuki mini avak ribis ochel. So you know what you're doing? You're saying, listen, the avak ribis that you ate, l'shem ribis, I'm taking it away from you, and I'll pay you the choy. You can't take it away from me. This is mine. This is ribis. Zot Rashi. Fine. So that we have here, Amachlekes, Ravashi, Amar, Barei, the Rav Yos. Vahai dinokat l'el asre de mesalki. So what we're speaking about over here, a person went into a mashkin, and he's eating peiros, and we're speaking about asre de mesalki. That means this is a place that whenever the loive has money, he kicks out the malve. So what is that? What the malve is eating the peiros? The malve has no kinyan in that some karke. That means you owe me $100. I'm here in the karka. It was like kotzlei. So memela, I can eat it l'shem avak ribis. That is ba'asre de misalki. Dilu asre de loy misalki. Shenogu lechel amashkeine shonim aktuvis limin hogam. There was another place. And this is Merdik Negeya, the next sugya. Asre deloy misalki. An asre deloy misalki means as follows. The minig hamokim was the malve lent the loiva $100. And he made up with the loiva. I'll tell you the lumdus in a minute, but let's see what happened. He made up with the loiva $100. I'm going to eat the peiros from this karka for 5 years. Finished. In these 5 years, you want to pay me back? Garnish me, garnish. I'm eating the peiros for 5 years. After 5 years, you come with $100, I'll give you back the karka. Till 5 years, there's nothing but to talk about. Now, this says a moira de kalamdus. What is pshat in this? Pshat is like this. Pshat is, when I gave you the $100, I didn't lend you a penny. I bought this karka for 5 years. For $100. It's my karka. I bought it for 5 years. So don't come to me, I have $100 now. You sold it to me for 5 years. I bought a karka for 5 years. I'm a very nice man. If after 5 years you come to me and you want to buy back the karka for $100, I'll sell it to you for $100. I'll do that. But if you don't come, it's garnish. There was a mecha. There was a mecha. And since loy mesalki bezuzi, that means since in this 5 year period, you cannot chase me out of the karka. This is a mecha. This is a din of a mecha gamo. It's sold. I bought it for 5 years, for $100. Finished. And I agree, if you want back the karka after 5 years, so mamela, then I'll sell it back to you. So the Mephoshim explained that, but we heard by Boti Yerichayim and thus all these dinim that it's also, because he was not secure at all to have the bias. But you sold me a house. You come the next day with the money. I have to leave the house. So that's not called a mecher. That means in this man that the loiv has to give him, that's called misalki bezuzi. If it's misalki bezuzi, it's not called a mecher. It's called alva with a dreidel. But al kaponim, but if that we made up, there's a specific time you cannot give me any money. So up the shot. You sold me. I didn't lend you any money. I bought a karka. I'm giving you $100. You're giving me this karka. It's sold. It's a sale. I'm a nice man. And if you want to purchase it after 5 years for $100, I'll sell it back to you. But there's no hippies over here. I ate payers for 5 years. I bought the karka. The karka is worth $100. I bought the karka of $100. Finished. I'm just a nice man. If you want to buy it back after 5 years, I'll sell it to you. You don't want to buy it back, it's nicht. So memele. So this Rashi says ba'asra deloy mesalki. It's a mecha. It's a mecha. For 5 years, he can eat the peiros gesunta hay. And then garnish after the 5 years. You want to buy it back? I'll sell it to you. You don't want to buy back, isn't it? So let's see the lashon of Rashi. Dilo asra deloy mesalki shenogu lechel hamashkoynes shonim haktzuvayis leminog. There was a minig, 5 years, 7, whatever the minig was. Ve'ilu havalei zuzi deloy has money. He's knocking on the door. Okay, here's the gentleman. Give me back. Loy motzi mesalikle. He gave him mesalkim from this mashkin. What do you mean, dear bunny? I didn't lend you anything. I bought a karka, a guten tag. Hakol moidim, that is no shayla. The chol oisa nashonim kemecha hu etzloi, it was sold. Vinami ochel shir zuzi, he ate $100 worth of payers, $500 worth of payers. No misalkinala, you can't kick me out of the karka. There was a mecha, a guten tag. Yeah. So let's go a little further. So now, Sabakaponam Rashi told us, and Rashi, let's appreciate Rashi, because we see when the Gemara called it Ribis, the Gemara gave Akdome, Ho Mashkante Ba'asre de Mesalki. Then it's Ochel Tvei, Mavkid, it's Ovek Ribbis. The Gemara only called it Ribbis Ba'asra de Mesalki, that he can always give him back the money,
nicken, get them off the karke. That is called ribis. That's called, there wasn't a mecher. The proof is, because he can always misasr and misalki. So Rashi said, but let's read between the lines, but by asr the loy misalki, there's no ribis. There's no din of ribis. It's a mecher. And there's no din of ribis. Fine. That's according to Mishmei Derove. This is Mishmei Derove. There was a shayla of Mavkina, Lai Mavkina. That's a begunder shayla. Fine. Oma Rove Mishmei Derove, the Rove Bereid Rav Yosef Mishmei Derove. Another member. Hai Mashkante Ba'asre de Misalki. So before we said, if it's Beloy Nach Yosef, that means, you have a mashkin. I didn't say it was like kotzlei. That's what we learned. Yes, it was no pizza, but yorad v'oichel. He's eating. That's avak ribis. That's avak ribis because he's eating the peiris. He has no legitimate schus in the peiris. Only I'll let you come to the karka. Eat the peiris. So that's called avak ribis, and that was the sugya before. Hai mashkat, but what if we make up differently? We make up ba'asre de misalki. Again, it's not a mecha, but we make up that every year you eat peiris, we're going to deduct a chelik from the chayv. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. So that means the peiris could be is worth $100 a year, and we're going to deduct $25 from the chayiv each year. But pshat is meizel gabay. It's meizel gabay. But we made up like this. You're going to be in this karka a year. We're going to deduct $25. We'll soon see in Rashi. Now, could be you're getting a wild bargain, because it'll be $100 worth of peiris. And you're deducting $25 a year, so not a wild bargain. But it could also be something else also. It could also be that it'll be a bad year and nothing will grow. But you're also deducting $25. So Lemaise, this cheshbon that we're deducting $25 from the chayv is a sale and a gamble. That means we're deducting b'chol eifon, whatever happens, you make $100 profit a year, you make $0 profit a year, we're deducting $25 from the chayv. So that means you invested for each year, you lent me $100. That what you're eating the peiris, could be you'll make a lot of profit, could be you won't make anything. But there's a cheshbon, we're deducting $25 from the chayv each year. This is an investment which has there's a gamble to it. Could be you'll make a lot of profit, could be you lose. So so the payers that you're eating, you purchase for $25. You purchase it for $25. This is mutter. That means it's a chayv, and the chayv is going to be paid up each year by being menake from the chayv this amount of money, which is cheap. But there's a gamble there also. So snapshot is layaska. We had before by layaska loy bepoches. That means we had if I lent someone money. So the loiva should not rent to the malva adire in the less than the normal amount of rent. Yes, you want to rent him? Rent him the right price. Don't rent him a cheap price. So what's there? There's pshat, because there's ribis, because there's no gamble. He lent you money, and you're renting him on the lower rate. There's no gamble over there. A house there's no shlekas over there. So there it's also, there it's klara ribis. Here, there's a svore that could be, since there is a gamble, there's a risk. So for the risk, he's paying a cheaper price. So he's purchasing the peiros from the loiver at a cheaper price with a gamble. So this is mutter. That's what Rava said. Omar Rava bereid Rabbi Yosef Mishmeidero. Hai mashkante ba'ascha de mesalki. Again, we're speaking about ascha de mesalki, which is a halvo, and he's eating peiros besides the halvo. Leinechel ella benachyosa. So he should, before we're talking about a person who's a shegetz, who's eating a bakribis, a makinimine. But here we're talking about an ella chayit, leinechel ella benachyosa, and this is mutter. Ba'ascha de mesalki, each year, we're going to deduct $25 from the chayv. The nire, it looks like al kaponim, kemoy chayloi. We're talking about a ribes tarabonon, was loy kotzloi. This looks like he's selling him the right to eat the peiros. V'yoyred b'sofik. Now he's going, the Malva is going into this deal, the Peiros deal. He lent him $100. But he's going into this Peiros deal b'sofik. Da'afilu tilke, afilu this field will be loike v'lo yeheba Peiros, yinaka lo yoyse kitzve. He's deducting $25 a year from the chayv. Hilkach. Ki shokel minei tvei, Lav ribis, so this isn't ribis. This is, he's giving a cheap price because there's a gamble involved. He might end up with nothing. And he's going in the gamble. So that's not called ribis. There's a halvo, it's pascha de misalki, there's a halvo, and he might end up with extra money, but that was an investment. Vedavke ba'asre de misalki. Then you need nachyoso. Then you have to deduct. Aval ba'asre de loy mesalki. Again, Rashi is saying what Rashi said before. But if it's asre de loy mesalki, kol yemei hazman havike mechiretz. Right? Then there's no halvo period. It was sold for 5 years. But loy nachyoso namiyochel. There's no problem. If it's loy mesalki, so you don't have to deduct anything from the chayv. There's no chayv. There was a mecher, and I'm eating the peiros, and after this man, if you want to buy back the kalk, I'll sell you the kalk. Fine. Now, all of a sudden, so we just had a heter from Mishmei Derov and Migdoyle Amiroim, that if you make nachyoso, it's mutter. Vitzuve midarabona, that's for a poshetiyit. A poshetiyit, you live with the letter of the law, this is mutter. You're allowed to do it. Vitzuve midarabona, but a Talmud Chochem cannot rely on this heter. Afilu benachyoso loy nechel. He's not permitted to eat benachyoso. What does Rashi say? Vitzuve midarabono shetzorich liyasher drochov uliskadesh af bemutaloi. This is muta, but the yes be miskadesh bemutaloi. Pen yilmedu mimenu lizalzel biyisurim. He's advice, he lent money and he's getting more money. And so they're going to learn from him. They're going to learn something, yeah. He shouldn't do it. Elo ba mai nechel. So what can a tzuv mi rabbonon do? It's a tzuv mi rabbonon, he can't do this, but what can he do? Now, we have to, there is a kasha, there's two terutzim in the kasha. Let's first mention the kasha. So you have a problem, a tzuv mi rabbonon, what should a tzuv mi rabbonon do? You want something glad kasha. This is kasha, but You need Kaddish Atzmacha B'mutaloch. This is plat. So what's that Tzuvah Merabonon do? Fregen der Rishayne Makashe. Na, Tzuvah Merabonon. So make the Loi Misalki. Make Loi Misalki. Rashi was saying, Kasei, that the whole problem is by Misalki. So it's not a Mecher. So it's Alvo, and you're getting more payers. So, Tzuvah Merabonon, so what should he do? But it's not, so make, he shouldn't be Misalik you. Make that deal. That he can't be Misalik you, you sell it for 5 years, it's your payers and those, and after 5 years, you'll sell it back to him. What is the problem over here? We're going to go and tell you what a Tzuvah Merabonon should do. This kasha, the Rishonim ask. There's two terutzim. Let me say, the first teretz is a poshet teretz. First teretz, the Rosh says, ba'asra de misalki, that means that's the minigamokim, every loive, you won't find a loive that'll be maskim to borrow money, and for 5 years he'll give away the karka, and then after 5 years he has a right to buy it back. The other places, that was the minigamokim, they did it, ba'asra de loive misalki. But a place, ba'ascha the misalki, a loiva will never do it. He always wants to have this schus, that if I got money, good, I don't have money, but if I'll get money, I should be able to get back the karka. So you won't find a loiva that'll be masking to do this. Fine. That's the Rosh's teretz. The Rashba says that Rav had just opened up a can of worms. Rav has said that ba'asre the misalki chashvul meikir adin b'nachyos is mutar. A Talmud Chacham can't have this setter. So ba'asre the loy misalki. Even though Rav personally held that it's muta, but we'll see later, there's Amiroim that hold Ba'ascha the Misalki is also Osa, so Tzuvah Merabonon cannot have this Eitza of Ascha the Loi Misalki. That's how the Rashba learns Pshat and the Gemara according to Rashi. And that's how the Gemara will flow a little bit. Bitzuv mi da rabonon afil benach yoso lei negel ele be mein negel so baasre de mesalke hier is no weitze in baasre so weil ich rie baasre de lei mesalke bekitzus li bekitzus which this is we'll see later anichel amanda ama kitzus shalje. And since there's a machloikis, if kitzus is muta or osel, so a tzuvah merabonon has to stay away from this. This is not plat kosher ready. Yeah. The itma, kitzus pligi bo rabache ve rabine. Chad oma kitzus sharye, ve chad oma kitzus asire. This is a machloikis already. Hey, chidomi, and this is, we'll see, ba'asra deloy mesalki. We'll see so. Hey, chidomi kitzusa. What is the case of kitzusa? The omalei, at chomesh shnin achilne lo, beloy nachyosa. Mikan ve'elech, shamine loch kulo peri. The Malve said as follows. The first 5 years, I'm going to eat all the peiris. You won't be menak anything. The second 5 years, I'll give you all the peiris. Now, what did we accomplish with this? We accomplished that, an oris sometimes does like this. An oris is a person who's working on Yenim's field, So the derech harisim was sometimes he got a percentage each year, and sometimes this was the upmach. The first 5 years, I take the peiros, the second 5 years, you take the peiros, and it's all your peiros, and it looks like an oris. And if it looks like an oris, it's very good. And it's ba'asre deloy mesalki. Because the Mephoshim say, Ba'asra the Mesalki, this is a pachad noire. If I say the first 5 years I eat all the peiros, and then he's Mesalkim after 2 years, I couldn't talk. That's Sichas Namuta. So somehow here we're talking about Ba'asra the Loi Mesalki. And we're asking, I don't know, not according to Rove. Rove said that Ba'asra the Loi Mesalki is Muta. But according to those that hold, and it's also what can a tzuvah merabonon do? V'chad oma kitzus ha'asur, hechdom kitzus oma ha'atcham v'shni ma'achin ala b'leinach, yosem mekan v'ilach sh'amin alach kuloi peri. And that's nire ka'ores. N'ike da'amri, that everyone holds that that's osa, kol b'leinach yosa osa. Filu b'ascha d'loi mesalki. That means I won't take, I'll pay you for the 5 years menachiosa, but can be loch shamin loch kulu peri. Man the osa bekamaise, the one that says kitsuse is the first case, we're a machloikas amiroim if it's osa or not. So man the osa bekamaise, Shori bebasreise, so he holds benachyosa will be muta. Man the osa bebasreise, the one that says kitzusa, the machlekes by kitzusa is, a filu benachyosa. Heichi shori lemechel, ki mashkante desure. This is glad. The kosvi bo hochi. The Mishlam Shanya Ilain Tepik Arado Beloy Kesef. That means we make, we'll see in Tosfos what the mile of this is. We say gonna be here for 7 years and we're deducting for each year a certain amount, and after 7 years it goes back to you without any cheshbonus. We'll see in Taisus what the mile of this is. Zakrashi, kitzusa lakama mefodishman, da osa bekamaisa, lalishne kame, da oma boichel, beloy nachyosa, pligi, sova basraise, kolam meshori, if there's nachyosa. The man da osa bebasraise, lishne basra, domina, filokiocho, chamishonim, kamoi benachyosa, pligi, the chadminai, osa hechishori, Bemishlam shnai, the loy merzi kalvo, a kalekech himeno peris ashonim heilu bemois alolo, is buying for a cheaper price in a guten tag. Now let us see Taisvis. Bemishlam shanya ilan tepe karo dobe loy kesef. Teime. Ma bein ze lenach yoso. Takochich yochel esalkoi. The Dimle Hoyochel Salkin came below Nachyosa Nami Shori Kidamashma Lael, the Kama Baasra the Misalki Lenechel Elba Nachyosa, Mashma Baasra the Loy Misalki Ochli Afilu Beloy Nachyosa. So Taisha says like this, Rove held that Beloy Nachyosa is Mutter. Rove held Baasra the Loy Misalki, everything is Mutter. The whole Isser is Be'asra de Misalki. And that he said, Nachyosa is Mutter, but for Tzulva da Rabbonon, it's also. And what is Mutter for Tzulva me Rabbonon? Mashkanta de Sur. So that's Nachyosa. So what did we get better? V'zeh doichek loimed machyosa in dechle nake saladova muet, avob mashkanta de Sur, gilma iloshim kdei shovye. It's how much it's taka worth. The mashmishim d'chsive, achishoy, the mother doesn't say that he's giving him more money or less money. Yeshloima, the ma'acher shemaforish came. If we say, I'm giving you money, I'm going to be here for 5 years, after 5 years, the Sada goes back to you. Loimersi kalvo elokele keyach mimenu peirish shalashonim halolo boisen domim aflu, it's cheap. But if he doesn't write in the shtar, b'mishlim shanya ilin, he doesn't write that it's a 5-year deal and afterwards it goes back to you, but we deduct each year elamanake kol shana v'shana bifnei atzma nire, so means each year there's a new nikoye nire, like this, so there's a chayiv and and each year will deduct nearly kilo meisel gabay peres aishu shana b'schar meiser hamilve. Kedis nan leiske meno bepoches. Vafilu in neimesh la yuchel le yakele peres shol shana acheres, the mistone in boin lasa is na chadush b'cho shana. But if they make this deal each year, become akam hayu v'lai kotzvu schum kol ha-shonim leforish b'shtar b'mishlim shanye ilim tepik merzik elbo. So Tosfos says it matters